Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The victim of a domestic shooting called 911 after she was assaulted Saturday. She later passed away at Columbus Regional. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Fred Smith, age 71, is being held under no bond on a single charge of murder. The shooting happened in a North Whipple home on Saturday. Look for more on this story on our website. Two people died on area roads this weekend in less than an hour. The Highway Patrol said that John Benson of Whipple died early Sunday morning when he crossed the center line and hit another vehicle head-on. It was on U.S. 701 near Old Lumberton Road. The female driver of the other vehicle was airlifted to New Hanover. A short time before that, troopers were called to Elm and Academy Streets in Fair Bluff, where Gerald McMillan was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the Highway Patrol at 642-7169. McMillan is thought to have been leaving a party where someone was stabbed. Fair Bluff police are investigating that incident. Whipple Police is sponsoring trick-or-treating at the Municipal Building at Columbus and Madison Streets from 6 to 8 p.m. on Halloween night. The Waukesha Travel Center will also have trunk-or-treat. This is going to be from 6 to 9 at the Travel Headquarters on Old Lake Road. Southeastern Community College is going to host its annual trunk-or-treat Thursday at the campus starting at 6 p.m. Folks, you are encouraged to go early and to bring your patients because thousands of kids are expected to attend. This is always a huge event. The Nightmare on Franklin Street, featuring the Tunnel of Terror, is back this Thursday. Visitors to the attraction are asked to donate $1 to $5 for hurricane relief. All proceeds will go to Samaritan's Purse. The Scary Good Time starts at 5:30 at 413 South Franklin Street in Whipple. Donations are still being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene, although the needs list have become a bit more tailored of late. General donations can be dropped off at any Black's Tire location. The Black's Distribution Center in the former Quality Ford on Madison Street in Whipple also needs volunteers to help pack and sort. The Columbus Baptist Association needs volunteers Saturday from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. to help prepare 500 new coats for Western North Carolina. Volunteers can fill pockets with Bible keychains and notes of encouragement, or bring an iron to help put on patches. Meet at Trinity Baptist Church at 201 South Thompson Street in Whipple. The Sheriff's Office is accepting donations at MacArthur Supply in Chavern. Warm clothes, blankets, socks, heaters, gloves, and donations for heaters are being accepted. Call 910-654-4615 for more information. By the way, the Sheriff's Office last night took off for Bakersville, North Carolina with their sixth tractor-trailer load of supplies. It's turkey shoot season again. Transformation Church is going to be holding their shoot every Friday and Saturday night starting this week at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Remember to let us know at ColumbusCountyNews.com where and when your nonprofit, church, or civic group is having a shoot, and we can put it on our list. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.